Okay, welcome to Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine of bbsradio.com. My name is John Kudus from the Netherlands live, and it's another episode. It's 24 March 2007, and there's a hour difference in this summertime in America and the Netherlands. And by the way, for those people who don't know, I'm also to be seen in Paltalk. I just opened the Paltalk room, BBS Radio, Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine. So you can see me live in Paltalk room, Paltalk chat. I just was running, so I'm a little bit out of, out of breath. So excuse me for that. Yes, it's a kind of interesting week. We had news on CNN. I don't know if it's still on the front page, but you can see on CNN announcement that the governor of Phoenix, Arizona, he admitted that he had a huge UFO was hanging over in 1997, and he was 6 years governor, Republican, and he admits now that it must be an alien spacecraft in his opinion. It was huge, and it is of course famous, the Phoenix Lights. And what I found of interest is that most documentaries worldwide that you see on televisions mention, of course, the Phoenix Lights, but it's always highlighting, of course, just the tip of the iceberg that we see. You know, if you have the best UFO documentaries around, they always highlight. You see just a tiny speck of what is out there to be learned on every case. So if you hear something about the Phoenix Light, you see, you know, what they think it is and what it could be. Could it be flares? Could it be something else? Is it, and if it are flares, how can you explain the total blacking out of the sky, that you don't see the stars anymore? Because if you listen to the reports of the people themselves who look upwards, they saw the light, but between the lights it was total blackness. There was no stars to be seen anymore. So if you can do that with flares, I don't know how they're going to do that. And there were thousands of people looking, upward and seeing this all those lights, being as one, behaving as one, and very stationary. Did you know that if you have flares, they also use that too. For those who don't know what it means, it's like a fireworks, a ball of light that you shoot in the sky, and then you have that's lit up, and then you see the smoke trail that is left behind next to the just beside the lights, so that you and that light reflect in the smoke, so you see the difference between flares and a real UFO lights. So what the difference is, and I think most people know the difference. But still, it's good to know that people can actually notice the difference. So, again, I don't know if it's still on the CNN front page, but it's also on untoldmysteries.com on the front page. There's a link, a direct link to the video. When you see this guy from, I forgot his name, so maybe in the chat people can type me in the name of the governor. You know, who admitted that he... So I wonder if there are still more and more people, you know, who are in the politics or in the on high places admitting that UFOs are for real, they can be huge, and they can be alien. That's what they say. Now, I don't think that if you never see the entity within those huge craft, then it can be anything. It can be time travelers, it can be from the ancient past, it can be underwater cities. You see, when we say alien, you can actually say from a different perspective. It's alien to us. It is something that we don't know what it is. That is a way to pronounce alien. You can also say with aliens, you mean extraterrestrials. You mean something outside this Earth. You know, that's what most people think what alien means. But in another sense, alien can also mean that you don't know. That you don't know. It's alien to me. You see what I mean? It's strange to me. So sometimes it's meant to be as that you have no clue what it is. We can still learn from it. You know, we can see, analyze how big it is, the size, and how many people saw it, and how it behaves. And so that in itself is still a lot to learn. But yes, I think if you see a huge mothership or a huge UFO, keep in mind it can be anything that is extraordinary. So if you have an open mind, don't say it must be alien or it must be ET. It can also be from another dimension, or it can also be from the future. You see, so we have all those jumping to conclusions based on what? Based upon our comprehension, that which we cannot understand, therefore it must be extraterrestrial. And what about secret projects, you know, black projects, and anti-gravity is for real. You can actually go to AmericanAntiGravity.com. It's a wonderful website. I hope soon in the future that I can go to interview that guy. So mtgravity.com, that's the guy that I found of interest to interview in the future. The topic of today that I wish to discuss is how can we empower ourselves not to feel powerless, you know, this feeling that we are not able to do anything. That we are just have to fit in the program, and the multinationals are too big, way too big to do anything. You can do nothing about it. That you just have to be good and nice and loving and kind and everything as well. Of course, if you think about it, that would be nice if that is the only way to do it. But there's more to it. For instance, people complain that they when they vote that it doesn't matter. You know what they vote, whatever they vote. They do their own thing, and they have their own agenda, and they do a lot of promises, and I'm like, it turns out to be that much of it is not coming true. So the question is, what do you vote then? Why do you vote? Then there's another way of looking at reality. If you go to the Walmart, you go to the shops, you also vote, and that is a more powerful vote than you ever can imagine. How many people who are listening right now are, if they're honest to themselves, do some research in what they buy in the shops, you know, and that you're indirectly financing certain multinationals, and then you have to realize then who is behind, who are the puppet masters of the politicians that mostly are big corporations and multinationals. So it's up to you if you wish to investigate from what, you know, what do I... buy in the shops. For instance, there are certain products that you can buy that you indirectly financing animals to be tested with chemicals and all of that, so that you are not being aware that you do that, but indirectly you're financing that. That is okay to do, you know, to use animals to do some testings. And you can say I'm against that. I'm looking for alternatives. There's a new European laws coming up that there is a more freedom for the multinationals to test anything chemical on the animals, and they don't want to talk about alternatives anymore. So that is strange that we think that it's a good thing to have a European Parliament and European rules. Like, oh yeah, it's a good thing that we have no borders anymore and everything is nice, that we have one big Europe. And then, you know, if you want to solve certain problems, like pollution problems, it's happening all over Europe. So it's not only happening in the Netherlands, but also happening in Germany and Spain and France and Italy. So we have to have certain rules for all of them to solve the problem of pollution. Now, that is a good thing, you know, that you have this united thinking of problems. But now the multinationals are using the same power for their goals. For instance, I think most people now, by now, know that aspartame, this artificial sweetener that you can find almost everywhere, is actually toxic. And the artificial sweetener can be easily replaced with stevia. Now, what happened in Europe, they decided, the multinational decided to lobby that people cannot buy stevia as a product in the stores. Now, that is strange because stevia has been tested for years in Mexico and in Japan. I think over 10 years with no side effects. It's 100 times sweeter than normal sugar, and it has no side effects. And it is not, how do you say this, it has the, not the, the problems that you have with sugar. So stevia is an stevia is biological, no side effects, no chemicals, just biological. And what do they do in Europe? There was someone in Belgium who decided there must be a law to prohibit people to have access to stevia. Now, why? It's the same story with hemp. You know, hemp in the Netherlands, hemp, and also in America, hemp is tolerated to a certain degree, but hemp is also made illegal. And the question is why? Hemp. What can you do with hemp? Just Google video hemp revolution, and you will find out that hemp is you can use to make plastics with hemp. You can use hemp to make clothes, you know, what you wear, and it will not wear out easy, including that you have no allergic reactions to this clothing of hemp. With hemp, you can make paper. Did you know that 1 acre of hemp produces more paper than a forest? Did you know that? So why do we cut the trees then? You know, the rainforest and so forth. Did you also know that you don't have to use chemicals to protect the hemp seed, hemp plants? It is so strong, it can grow over and over and over again of the same soil. Normally, when you are a farmer, you know that if you're having a certain plant, after a while you have to replace it with a different plant because of the soil. Certain nutrition is necessary for the plant to able to grow. But with the hemp plant, you don't need chemicals to protect it, so you don't pollute the earth, and you don't need to change the plant all the time, that you have to say, okay, let's say 2 years hemp, and then the next 2 years another plant. It's not true. With hemp, you can go into infinity. So it's a kind of a gift of God, you almost could say, that this is given to us. You can make anything with it, even the Declaration of Principles. The Declaration of Independence is written on hemp paper. When Columbus went to America, the sailing sails are made of hemp. The ropes are made of hemp. There is a kind of a commercial about why it's important to use hemp industrials to go to war in 1944, you know, with D-Day. They admitted that hemp is a very powerful, light material that you can use and to make strong stuff with, to serve and to help the soldiers. Did you know that the first tea fort is made of hemp plastics? Did you know that? And did you know that diesel was actually the inventor of diesel used hemp seed, that it can run on hemp seed, that it is biodiesel? Therefore, biological diesel is to be produced with hemp. So you have better environmentally friendly engines with diesel. Just do a little bit Google and start do research about hemp revolution. And the question you only have to ask, why is it that they made it illegal? Is it to serve the public? You know, is it to make people independent, or is it the opposite? And I just want to know if any of the politicians can explain me and look in my face without blinking their eyes that it's a good thing that we make hemp illegal. It's a good thing. Then they have to explain me why is it a good thing, because there is no evidence that the hemp that is necessary to use to make clothing and to produce plastics, that actually, by the way, if you use hemp to produce plastics with it, it is also environmentally friendly. You know, if you throw it in the garbage and it goes away, it actually has no bad effects on the environment. It is a different kind of plastic. So, again, do we have to feel powerless? You see what I mean? It's all about self-education. And it's up to you if you want to educate yourself about hemp revolution. And that's nothing to do with softworks or the need that we have to be aware of, because there is also a part of that plant, is the female and the male part, that is not to be used for softworks. So there is even evidence that it cannot harm you. And you have different types of hemp. One is very has a high THC, and another one hasn't. You know, it's just it's not harmful if you're going to smoke it. But even if you have acres and acres and acres of hemp, it could be very well, if you only have that for that purpose, to make paper or to make plastics or to make clothing with it, you can prove actually that it is not the addiction that you may could have from it. It's not happening. So what is the media and the multinationals and the government doing about it? The controlled media is not making us aware of this. The multinationals are keeping us stupid about it, and the politicians are the puppets. They don't wish to talk about it. They don't wish to be confronted about it, about hemp revolution. So please, do me a favor, go to Google Video. You have this special Google search engine for Google Video, and type in hemp revolution, H-E-M-P, and then revolution. You will be amazed. And then you have to ask everybody, how can this happen? Why? Why is this made illegal if this is being used in so many ways? Did you know if you use this as a kind of paper, it will not go yellow? Did you know that? Normally, if you have paper, you know when it's going old paper, it's going to a little bit smell and going to be yellow. But that's not with hemp paper. Did you know that? And it is also stronger. So we have hemp ropes, and hemp seeds can also solve the problem of the third world countries. It is very nutritious also. I don't know. Do you know why people are kept in the dark about this? And why the media is not helping you to inform you about this? Is there a cover-up? Is there something going on? Something else. How many people have heard about ibogaine or ibogaine? We call it in Dutch ibogaine, but you can also pronounce it ibogaine. That is a flower, a plant, in Africa, and I think also in Australia. And the plant is being used by the shamans. And the shamans in Africa said that you will have a out-of-the-body experience, and you will have a kind of a near-death experience, similar to near-death experiences, and that you have a, when you come back, you will have a total different attitude towards yourself. It's like that you know yourself from a different perspective. And when you use it, this ibogaine or ibogaine, as we pronounce it in Holland, in the Netherlands, you will have no withdrawal symptoms of any addiction that you may have. Addictions to coffee, addictions to any drugs, cocaine, you name it, alcohol, any addiction problems that people may have. If you use ibogaine, there's a website called ibogaine or ibogaine.org. And you can study it. The one problem, if you take a too high dosage, it's dangerous. It can kill you. So you have to be following the protocols. It's been tested on rats. First they tested on rats. It was been on a documentary shown in the Netherlands, Feed Bureau documentary. Just a moment. Now what happened is that they made the rats addicted to certain hard drugs, and then they later gave them ibogaine or ibogaine, And it turns out to be that they are having no withdrawal symptoms, not feeling sick anymore, and they can just stop using any addiction they had. Then you have to ask yourself, why is it that this kind of knowledge is also being suppressed? You know, you have this clinics helping people to get rid of certain addictions, and you pay taxes for it because part of the health companies are helping us to get rid of certain addictions. It can be alcohol, it can be anything, you know, that is addictional. I'm not talking about computer addiction. I talk about physical addictions, of course. Now, when they tested on humans in the Netherlands, it was in combination with some Americans assisting, it had good results. But it was one accident. One person uses too much doses, and because of that, a person died. And that made the decision to stop financing, the government stopped financing this research, and they prohibited, by law, that ibuprofen research is prohibited. But I think that's a trick to silence people to know the truth about this, because if this is true, that you can actually get rid of any kind of addiction, I think the majority of the world are getting rich because people are addicted. Do you see what I mean? So we talk about billions of money involved when we talk about this kind of stuff. So ibuprofen or ibugain.org is something to do some research. If you know someone in your friends or in your acquaintance or your family who is addicted to anything, and it has severe problems in his behavior or in his lack of responsibilities or whatever kind of problems that person face, and he wants to get rid of it, of this addiction, then, you know, go to that website, ibuprofen.org. Or maybe it's .com. I think it's .org. So, it's a beautiful example. And another thing, there is a kind of a small, how do you say this in English? We call it in Dutch super slurpers. And super slurpers, if I have to translate this in English, is super absorbers. They are just tiny, tiny balls, very small, maybe 2 or 3 millimeter thick, and they can absorb 200 times their own weight of water. And it's also being used when the cats do the thing, you know what I mean? Go to the toilet and the cat toilet, or in Pampers that babies use, or what the women use when they have their period. Now those special grain, the special small balls that absorb water, can also be used to mix it with desert land. Now when you do that, and you use some seeds, actually you can make an oasis from a local dry, you know what you see in Africa, you have this problem of that they cannot use plants, the water will vaporize and so forth. But there are areas in Africa that they tested this invention, this super absorbers, to look if it's possible to make an oasis from a wasteland, from the land that is given up. You see, it's like, oh, there's no way of for the people in Africa to give them their own way to make produce food for themselves. But because of this invention, of this super absorbers, they are actually able to make an oasis in the desert. Of course, you have to have water. That's important. But guess what? There's a documentary, underground documentary on weather manipulation, that you can actually make places having rain in certain places. And that is very powerful to see. Soon I hope to upload it to Google Video. You see, very convincing explanation by someone who is working for the Navy doing research in weather modification. Now, when you see a certain area in southern part of America, where there is in the most driest season, that has never been rain at that period of time, they actually predicted the weather, and like, okay, we have, wait a minute, I see that, I hope that someone is recording my, I see that my sound is double. I forgot to mute the room in Paltalk, so now I think I'm doing double. Okay. They predicted there will be no rain, it's dry as usual. You know, it's like funny to see those who predicted the weather, that they predicted there will be only dry season, only hot sun. Now it comes. They go with this ship with special ether technology, they call it, having this strange equipment on the front and at the back and pointing towards a direction where they want to use this seawater going to into the air and going to the direction of the target that's supposed to be no raining. And it has never been raining there, never, ever, on that location, on that period of time. You know, it's like the summer, high summer season, and you have some three different weather forecasters who predicted there is no rain, it's dry as usual, you know, and then they do this test with this Navy equipment to create weather modification, and it succeeded. You see it happening, and it is raining there, and then you have to see the faces the next day of the weather forecasters to say, it's impossible, I don't know how it happened. And it's so funny to see. So soon I hope to upload it on Google Video, including that you have to realize that in the late 70s, they decided to, in a congressional hearing, to make weather modification as a weapon of war is prohibited. There are official documents of hearings stating that weather modification is prohibited as a weapon of war. And we're not talking about manipulating weather with chemicals. We're talking about ether technology. Now, you say, wait a minute, I thought weather modification is with chemicals. You just spray it in the sky, in the clouds, and then maybe it's going to influence the behavior of the clouds, and that will produce rain. No, I talk about something else. We talk about ether technology, E-T-H-E-R technology. It has nothing to do with chemicals. And also, it has nothing to do with HARP. It's something else. So soon to be on Google Video, I'm going to upload it soon, and I think people will be amazed that that in secret the Navy tested weather modification. I have to look at some more people in from the Netherlands are online on. By the way, I can invite, of course, more people into the room. By the way, Paltalk.com. Something to go there. If you go to Paltalk.com, you have a section called Social Issues, and there you have Other, and if you are there, you can visit the room. And soon I'm going to have a new computer, then I'm able to help Newsom, Donald Newsom, so I can assist him how to do Paltalk rooms and how to, do the technology behind it. So people can talk to each other. You can also do a full duplex, talk to each other via Paltalk. And you can chat, and you can exchange files, and it's for free. So people can join, and it's a program that you have to install once, and then you can visit our room. So I ask you, if you want to join and chat with us, you can always go to paltalk.com. And install the messenger and go to Social Issue and look for the subcategory Other in Paltalk. So I'm now invited some people. I forgot to invite people. Sorry for that. All my friends are into the room saying, hey, it's kind of strange. Not many people in the room. I forgot to invite all the people. You can have a pal list. So you are able to make a pal list, and then you can invite people over to the room. So I discussed I discussed this hemp revolution that you can do yourself some education. I discussed that you don't have to feel powerless and that you vote every day when you go to the shop. So, and then I discussed ibogaine, you know, that you if you know someone who is very highly addictive to any addiction, you can get rid of it without withdrawal symptoms. The only thing is that you will have a kind of a near-death experience, like a shaman say, you have an out-of-the-body experience. You will see the whole life flashing through your eyes, and then you have a total different perspective of who you are. You're still you. You only have just a broader perspective of yourself. So it's up to you if you want to, you know, educate yourself that you don't have to feel powerless about the. And we discussed super absorbers that you can make an oasis from a desert. That is it's not necessary that you have hunger in Africa. Then I discussed that you can actually manipulate the weather with ether technology, and that it will soon be on Google Video. So if you count all that kind of things up, and you have stevia as a better alternative of the artificial sweeteners, and it has no side effects, you can actually grow your own stevia plant. It is just a plant. It is 100 times sweeter than sugar. So there are many different solutions that you can do, and the key word is, do you wish to educate yourself? Do you wish to have some responsibility of knowing that certain information is not being told by the media or by the educational system and by the politicians? Because I still have to find one politician that can explain me why the reason, what the true reason is that hemp is made illegal. If you think about it, you can make with hemp so much. It is easy to produce. You can make plastics, clothing, that has no allergic. Did you know that if you have synthetic clothing, that you can, that most people will be highly allergic to it, or having allergies from it? And that it's not healthy for you. It's even dangerous if it's in contact with fire. So I would say do some research about hemp revolution. A part of the real UFOs could be very well suppressed intentions, like anti-gravity free energy devices. If that is the case, that in itself is an argument enough to study ufology better than only strange lights in the sky. There's much more going on that meets the eye. So even if you don't believe in aliens and it's all nothing and it's nothing's mysterious, it's a weather balloon, there is always a percentage, about 10 to 20% of the real reports turned out to be a real UFO. And if that, from that 20%, that turns out to be a 1%, only 1% alien, and the rest is man-made aircraft, then it's still obvious that we have to have a right to know. Because if it's an experimental aircraft, then we have to know that, because it's certainly a different kind of technologies that can help us to free us from the fossil fuel system. Now, I have good news. If you go to Sterling D. Allen, is a colleague of mine, also of bbsradio.com. You go to top100energy.com, top, T-O-P, and then 100energy.com. You will see multimedia presentation of suppressed inventions that can actually free us. And you have to ask the question, why is it that Al Gore and Greenpeace and World Nature Fund is not focusing the energy of their attention of suppressed inventions? Because you can actually say it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact. You can actually study and analyze the laws that have been made, that anything that people will patent to the patent office will be tested if it's maybe a threat for the national interest or national security interest. So therefore, if you are an inventor and you give up your private information to this patent office, they say, thank you for your private information. We need your social number. We need to know where you live, what your phone number is. Thank you for the information. And before you know it, if you have something that is revolutionary, like free energy technology, it's obvious that you're going to be approached by the multinationals or military intelligence or other big corporations to silence you. And the question is, should there not be a law to protect you that that big corporation will take away, or military intelligence take away certain inventions away from the public's eye, public's view? So should there not be a law that any kind of abuse of power by multinationals and big corporations to take away inventions that can save the world, that can help us to be more free? And if not, why not? So you have to ask the politicians, why is there not a law to protect the inventor against abuse of power of multinationals? I think, I'm going to do it in 2009. People can vote for me in European Parliament in 2009. And one of my points is hemp revolution. I'm definitely going to promote that when I am going to, when people can vote me in Europe. And I talk about suppressed inventions and to protect the inventor. And ask yourself, why is it that most politicians, or I think all the politicians, do not wish to discuss this? Then you have to ask why. Maybe they are puppets for the big corporations, after all. And so I think we need to educate ourselves about it, about the connection between us so-called feeling powerless, unnecessary by the way, and seeing that they can take away our liberties and freedoms, including suppressed inventions. So you can, again, ask yourself, why is it that World Nature Front, Greenpeace, and Al Gore, with this doomsday scenario of the global warming, why is it that they don't focus their attention to suppressed inventions, like top100energy.com? They can talk hours about problems, and of course they can talk about solar energy and wind energy, and about alternative energy sources. But that is nothing in comparison what you see on top100energy.com. Those are the real McCoys that can change the world. A much higher efficiency. And I recently taped something on, in Toronto. In Toronto, Canada, they found out with nanotechnology that they can use certain micro dots or certain technology to have efficient conversion of energy microwaves and heat waves, infrared waves. So certain waves can be converted into electricity, and they can do this with nanotechnology. And it's so efficient that in itself is much more powerful than any battery on the planet. So think about the best battery you can have, and you just have this invention now that is much more efficient than any solar power. It's very cheap, and it is recently. A couple of days ago, I taped it. I'm going to convert it on my computer so that people can see it. I think it's micro dots, they call it, and it is nanotechnology, conversion of infrared heat into electricity. Because any heat source is enough to produce electricity, and the sunlight is also good to convert into electricity, and much more efficient than the normal solar panels, and cheaper. So, where was Al Gore? And it's time that we have to focus on, revolutionary inventions before it's taken away from us. And it can only flourish if we say enough. You know, we have the right to know this. In the Netherlands, by the way, soon we have a team of people, I think about 11 to 20 people, and we're going to start in Dutch and then later maybe in English. We make a conspiracy journal in a kind of radio show of about 25 to 30 minutes each day. And what we do is we have the same format as a normal news broadcast, on the mainstream broadcast, but we do different. We talk about suppressed inventions, about the New World Order agenda, secret societies, suppressed cures. Just Google suppressed cures, like Beck, Dr. Beck. So many, many topics, but it has to be the latest news. So what I wish to do is we have a team of people having different voices, including a woman voice from Sagen, from the Netherlands. She also going to be part of that. And if this conspiracy journal or a news broadcast, every day it will be podcasted, so people can have access to later. And it will be like highlights of the latest news, and then people will be advised to go, if you want to know more, go to that site. So it's like easy to grasp. It's not going too deep into the subjects, just highlighting, like what the news is also doing, headline news, you know what I mean? But then we can call it conspiracy headline news. And some people say, you are a conspiracy nutter, you're a conspiracy freak or conspiracy terrorist. I always respond like, are you a coincidence terrorist then? Some things are no coincidence. So you just research, do your homework, and they want to use labels like conspiracy nutter or conspiracy freak or conspiracy theorist. They use that label not to research it. You see what I mean? So sometimes labels are used to stop researching it, the content. And I see myself not as a conspiracy theorist. I see myself as a conspiracy researcher, not necessarily believing everything that I hear, but I definitely want to check things out. If it can help us to empower us or to assist us to understand the other picture that's not being told in the media. So this conspiracy headline news starting soon in the Netherlands, and I hope also to do it every day, 25 minutes, breaking news, the latest developments, and why not? It's a good thing to do, and you can actually compare the headline news, what we do, with the mainstream headline news. We have the same format, the same style. We have also reporters, reporting if something is happening. And more and more people are joining this this network that I want to create, focusing on very to-the-point, highlighting strange news and conspiracy-like news. I think we need to do that. Everybody knows Alex Jones, but the problem with Alex Jones is that he's looking through the glasses from a Christian's perspective. So if someone is, he saw a documentary on the BBC, talked about that in the flower power movement in the 60s, the intelligence agencies infiltrated the flower power movement and promoted certain ideas, planted ideas, that will actually created a downfall of the flower power movement, the peace movement. That has been proved and admitted by the government. That's what he found interesting, this Alex Jones, talking about the flower power movement in the 60s, with John Lennon. Oh, are we saying, give peace a chance? All that behavior of, make love, not war. And beautiful period. My mother is, by the way, a flower power type, and I'm a child of the flower power movement, so I actually live that energy of the flower power movement. I know how it felt to be a child, in that movement. of the flower power movement. And according to the BBC documentary, it was infiltrated by the government, with, by the intelligence agencies, to infiltrate it and to plant seeds and ideas and promoting drugs, I'm not joking here, to give them a bad image. And that at the end it will collapse, it will not flourish anymore. It will be corrupt from the inside. And the government is behind it. You don't, if you don't believe it, you know, Google BBC documentary, Flower Power Movement, and then maybe Alex Jones, because he was talking about it. But what he also was doing, the reason that I'm mentioning this, is that he was talking about this Flower Power Movement. He was demonizing it from a Christian perspective. Do you see what I mean? And that's not neutral. He said, yeah, and the people were full of themselves, and they were looking for the power within themselves, and they will find their own demons. So he was actually demonizing anything that has to do with looking for the force within yourself. It's like it's a wrong thing to do, because you have to go to the Bible. You see what I mean? Now, that is I'm sad about that he is also attacking people who are gay or lesbian, you know, he's attacking because he thinks it's the wrong thing to do. Therefore, he uses the glasses of a Christian. And there are a lot of 911 truthers who are maybe gay or lesbian defending Alex Jones. Jesse from Pal Talk was also on his show explaining that we have to unite because as one we can make a fist against this New World Order agenda. So there you go. But when I want to make conspiracy news, it must be neutral and not a political movement. It must not be a religious movement. It must not be have a secret agenda. I hope that I just say, this is what we found out that is of interest. It's up to you if you want to check it out, if it's true or not true. But it is interesting to analyze it, you know, and it's up to you if you want to check it out. We don't ask you to believe it. We only ask you to do some investigation and checking, and then by networking, we can, you know, make maybe a sense of the nonsense that is out there. Because there is also a lot of nonsense out there. Yeah, that's true. But still, some people say, you know, if it's any good, I should know about it. You know, that this arrogance of certain people, that they think that anything that is of importance, it will be told by the mainstream media. That's what certain people believe. So again, if some people tell you, oh, come on, if it's any good, I would know about it. If anyone talks like that, you can say slowly this. If you have only 1 minute of each country in the world of the best news available from that country, you have to look news every day at least 200 minutes a day. You don't. You don't watch 3 hours news a day. So how can you say to yourself, if it's any good, I would know about it? It's ridiculous. It's hilarious. So we have this assumption that you know, if we are going to zap and we're going to watch television and then you see the headline news, that you are informed of what is important in the world. Of course, it's a big illusion. So, why do I tell this? Because when we're going to make conspiracy headline news, and first we start in Dutch and later in English, you can actually see the difference and then judge for yourself. If the mainstream is failing or not, if they are afraid on certain topics or not. So, yes, I hope, I'm going to read some text in the chat now, in Pal Talk. I'm babbling and ranting for a while, so I guess I can now talk, listen a little bit what is here. They talk about the secret. There's also a secret, the secret about the secret. There's an article of that Apollo, Olaf de Goede, from the Netherlands, he talked about the secret about the secret. But I have to go to my webpage and go to the forum section. This webpage, untoldmysteries.com, untold with a T, untoldmysteries.com, and then you go to forum, or you can go to the secret behind the secret. Anyone can create anything. And that's that, question mark. And it is an article written by someone. Maybe people will know of BBS Radio who she is. I'm loading the page now. So The Secret Behind the Secret is an article written by, give me a second, I don't see the, oh, Laura Lee. And we're not talking about LauraLee.com, we talk about Laura Lee, another person. She's from FirstWaveIndigos.com. First Wave Indigos, with an S at the end. So Pearl.com, by Laura Lee, The Secret Behind the Secret. Because everybody knows The Secret, they've even been on Oprah Winfrey Show. They discussed The Secret. What I found of the documentary The Secret is that it's focusing too much on material wealth, and that it's so important. If you wish to have money, then worship it, almost like that. Of course, I'm paraphrasing now. But I think, come on, man, that's not the true spiritual evolution of yourself, that you have to focusing on the money and then everything, you can buy freedom with it. You know, it's like a trap. If you think that money is the only way to buy you freedom, then you create your own loop or your own trap in this worshiping money as a way to go to freedom. I have experienced myself many, many coincidences that that everything that I need for my own spiritual evolution is coming towards me if I see the signs, if I see the signals, if I live from the heart, and I can actually co-create a different reality, not based on worshiping money, or that I need the money all the time, and that I first have to, you know, focusing on getting it, and then I can accomplish anything I like. I have learned that it can also be the opposite. You can have wonderful things happening to you without money. You attract certain people, certain circumstances. People will give you something that you like. Someone gave me a montage video recorder in the past, long time ago, a very expensive one, a television for lectures, to show them lectures. And yeah, I have been, people giving me things that I was necessary at that moment that I needed for my own spiritual path to do what I have to do. So I think there is a connection with that if it's necessary, it will come to you. And it's not necessary have to go through, you know, that you need the money all the time. So The Secret, if you, it's a wonderful documentary, by the way, I love it. But they are way too much focusing on the material wealth, and that is the way to feel happy and good about yourself, and successful, and it's kind of hollow, in my opinion, if you are focusing on too much on the money. That's the only way to buy out freedom. It's almost time to have to round it up. So soon, I hear David Donald Newsom saying that the time is up. And I wish to thank you all for listening today. I hope you're going to Google search Hemp Revolution. Also, I hope you do some research in Ibogaine or ibogaine.org. And of course, soon you have a premiere, a scoop, that you will see for the first time evidence of weather modification done by the Navy. And that the reports and the documents and everything that you can see, it's hard evidence of weather modification making way with ether technology done in secret by the Navy. And the weather forecasters have no clue how it is possible to have rain in the desert, an area that has always been dry on a certain season. And you have to look at their faces. It's so funny. So, again, there's so much that we can do and learn. We don't have to feel powerless, and I think I make my point. and that more and more everything that goes bigger in control of like European Parliament and European government is all about that the multinationals have actually powerful lobbyists to promote certain laws to prohibit having access to certain information that we need. So we have to be careful about giving our sovereignty away and our constitution away. So the Netherlands and the French voted no to the European Constitution. And I'm happy and proud of it that we did. So that the agenda of the New World Order will be postponed. So, but they're still pushing for having a European government. I think I have still about 1 minute or 2 minutes left. I will leave the room open of Pal Talk. I will. So there's a question in the rooms. Nuit 137 ask in the chat room if the room will be opened. Still open, yeah. So if you have tips of more empowermental information, you can email at john@untoldmysteries.eu. That's John, J-O-H-N, at untoldmysteries.eu. Untold is, of course, something else than unsolved. And you can give me tips if you have more powerful, empowermental information that can free the people instead of that we are slaves to a system that is raping the Earth ecosystem. And we don't have to be a part of that system anymore. It's just about networking and helping each other. I think any moment the time is up. And okay, I learned my lesson. Next time I know how it works. Thank you so much for listening and see you next time. My name is John Kudus from the Netherlands, from Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine, every week, every Saturday on bbsradio.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.